Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New developments in Florida and Nebraska regarding the abortion amendments on the ballot. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, starting with Nebraska, this is a recent landmark decision that the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled in three lawsuits that there will be two competing abortion proposals to amend the state constitution on the November ballot. Have you ever heard of this? Two different
proposals. This is very
unusual.
Yeah, the ruling sets up Nebraska voters to choose between a pro-life amendment that would enshrine the state's current 12-week abortion ban into the state constitution, or a pro-abortion amendment that would enshrine a right to abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy.
This sounds like it's going to be really confusing for voters in Nebraska.
It clearly is. So as a result, Nebraska will be the first state to have competing abortion amendments on the same ballot. However, both cannot be enshrined into the Constitution at the same time. So the one that receives the most for votes or in favor or yes votes and has the support of at least 35% of voters casting ballots is the one that will be ratified.
You know, Matt, it's really heartbreaking to me to see that now voters have the option whether or not unborn children will be killed unlimited in a state.
You know, it's like these old movies you see in the Roman gladiator arenas where the local emperor or ruling governor is sitting on the stage. And at the end of the battle, it's a thumbs up or thumbs down, life or death.
That's
thumbs
tragic.
Up, life, thumbs down, death. The fact that the voters, it's incomprehensible.
How have we gotten to this point?
And vote yes for life or no for death is unbelievable. That should never be on the ballot. This is not a vote for life and death. This is one of these inalienable rights that supersede government, that come from God. The Declaration of Independence speaks directly about this. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life. And that comes from God, not government. And that government's duty is to protect that pre-existing life, that pre-existing right, in this case, life.
And that's the reality of it. But the pro-abortionists frame it differently to make it think like, oh, you need to protect women and women's rights, women's health. But the reality is, do you kill children or not?
That's it. I mean, do we kill children or not? And it's no different than if you would say, we're going to be able to vote up or down that people, parents, could have the right to kill their child up to their first or second birthday. In other words, up to their second birthday. So for the first year of life after birth, they would have a right to be able to kill them. How ridiculous does that sound?
But, you know, that's a good image you give.
But it's the same thing. I mean, you say, well, that's ridiculous to be able to kill a baby that's already born up until their second birthday.
It's happening.
Well, there's no difference between saying that you have a right to kill a baby during their first year of life post-birth, then to say you have a right to kill a baby a few minutes before their birth.
But it's also happening not only up to the ninth month, but after they're born alive, it's happening.
I know, but if you say that it's ridiculous and preposterous to be able to have a right to kill a one-year-old, a child up to its second birthday, then where do you draw the line? Is it just a few minutes earlier before that baby's born?
But it's the same child.
It's the same child. It's just a different location.
And different time.
And you either see it or you don't see the child.
Right.
And to put on the ballot that you have a right to kill a child is just unbelievable. So pray that Nebraskans reject this pro-abortion amendment. And pray that we end this insanity of even thinking that we have the ability. How dare we? to vote to kill children. You know, we also have in Florida, there's 10 states, and we're involved in many of these states, and we're very involved in Florida. We just filed an amicus brief in Florida in a case regarding the Florida Amendment 4, the Radical Abortion Amendment. Florida has become one of the most pro-life states in the nation as of April 1 and May 1 of 2024 by virtue of the Florida Supreme Court decision and also Florida legislature. We now have a six-week heartbeat bill that's in effect. But all that would change if Amendment 4 is passed in November, because that would make abortion legal, quote-unquote, through all 9 months of pregnancy.
But this case that we filed the amicus brief in is another case of trying to muzzle free speech, and in this regard, elected officials.
Thank God in Florida we have Governor Ron DeSantis, who is very strongly pro-life and taking a very active position. Also, other agencies of the governor's office, Attorney General Ashley Moody, and then also the Agency for Healthcare Administration. They're all taking a specific role to educate the voters about this deceptive abortion amendment, Amendment 4. And so the pro-abortion groups don't like it. So there's been two lawsuits filed against the governor and against the Agency for Healthcare Administration and Attorney General Ashley Moody. In fact, in this particular case, I'm even mentioned. I'm not a defendant, but I'm mentioned in this case. I'm mentioned in this case because I was invited to speak virtually to pastors and clergy, along with Attorney General Ashley Moody, and I addressed what pastors and churches can do. It's a message that I've given for years, and this one I tailored it specifically to Amendment 4, the abortion initiative. And so they put me in their lawsuit saying, well, I was invited to speak on this governor's faith initiative program along with Ashley Moody, and they want to silence Governor Ron DeSantis, Attorney General Ashley Moody, and they also want to silence the Agency for Healthcare Administration, which recently sent out information and posted on its website correct information about the six-week heartbeat law that has been misconstrued by the pro-abortion advocates, and also the deceptive nature of Amendment 4. They want all of those people to be silenced. Mm-hmm. So we filed a brief, and that brief is arguing that these government officials have a First Amendment right to be able to speak on matters of public concern, and this clearly is a matter of public concern.
Especially when that public concern affects their constituents, and this affects the entire state of Florida if this passes.
Yeah, and so what's happened is Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, the other abortion advocates, George Soros, Open Society, those that are pushing this issue, they have created a disinformation campaign, and they are creating misinformation about the Florida law that's called the six-week heartbeat law. They also are creating disinformation, and they're lying, frankly, about what Amendment 4 will do. And they won't give the people the truth. And so the governor and the attorney general and the Agency for Healthcare Administration, they have a duty to tell people about what this Amendment 4 is, what it will do, and also they have a duty to clarify what this six-week heartbeat law does, because the other side is using the six-week heartbeat law to misconstrue what it actually does, and they are then using that law to say, well, that went into effect May 1, it's too extreme, and consequently, you've got to vote for Amendment 4 to overturn it. What they're not saying, however, is Amendment 4 will override every law, including parental consent. Parental notification will be the only thing that will survive, but parental consent's gone, informed consent, waiting period's gone, health and safety restrictions are gone. In other words, Florida won't even be able to have health and safety standards for abortion clinics. That would bring like what Tom Ridge did in Pennsylvania when he essentially looked the other way for abortion clinics, and that gave rise to Kermit Gosnell and his horrible abortion practices that went uninspected for 17 years. So they don't want to let people know that it's abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, no parental consent, no health and safety regulations, no requirements that a doctor be the one performing the abortion, and state funding of abortion. They don't want people to know that. The governor and his cabinet have a duty, in fact, a right, to be able to let people know. So we have filed a brief. I encourage you to go to two different websites, one for Florida, one for all the different other state amendments, lc.org/FL amendment/FL amendment. And for all the other abortion initiatives on the ballot, including the one that we just talked about in Nebraska, lc.org/abortion amendments/abortion amendment. So it's FL amendment for Florida and abortion amendments for the rest of the nation. Pray and get involved to protect life this year.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.